From nuclear disarmament to Citizens United, Vermonters have a long history in using Town Meeting Day to weigh in on issues of national importance. Next Tuesday, we'll see that tradition continue. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, resolutions in several towns will target President Donald Trump and his elusive federal tax returns.
It's winter, even though it might not feel like it these days, which means that Bill Butler should be traveling. Last year, it was a trip to Cuba, where he sought artistic inspiration for his jewelry designs.
I'm working with a Santeria priest there, doing a series of Afro-Cuban goddess images.
The winter before last took Butler and his wife to Southeast Asia, where they procured sapphires and rubies for his work. Previous visits have included Guatemala and Belize to tour ancient Mayan ruins. Right now, though, Butler is in Vermont, seated on the brick patio outside the downtown Montpelier Art Gallery that he helped found nearly 40 years ago.
We wanted to stay for Town Meeting Day and do this.
This is a resolution that Butler and some fellow Town Meeting Day activists want residents to bring up at meetings across the state. It has roots in the recent presidential campaign. A bill in the Vermont State House would require presidential candidates to disclose their federal tax returns in order to be eligible to appear on the election ballot. The resolution calls on lawmakers to pass it.
This is important to us. This locally and nationally and internationally, people are watching. Can a person just be opaque, financially opaque, and be president of the United States? It's not appropriate.
Butler, he's 69 and he lives in Jericho, helped with the effort in 2012 to bring town meeting resolutions that encourage the overthrow of Citizens United. Butler recalls the moment he decided another nationally focused resolution was needed for this year as well.
It was when Donald Trump said to the press, "Nobody cares about my tax returns but you." And I thought, I'll bet if I ask Jericho, they'll say, "We care." And if we ask Vermont, Vermonters will say, "We care."
Senator Jeanette White is the Democratic chairwoman of the Senate Committee on Government Operations, which is taking testimony on the legislation.
Emotionally, I want to do it. I want to stick it to them.
But White says passage of the bill would almost certainly trigger a federal lawsuit. And she says it's unclear whether Vermont, or any other state for that matter, has legal standing to issue these kinds of electoral edicts for a presidential candidate.
And if this just means that we're going to be dragging on a lawsuit for the next 3 years, I don't know if that's where we're going to make the biggest impact.
Assistant Attorney General Eve Jacobs-Carnahan has been helping White's committee sift through the legal implications.
It's not an easy question to answer.
That's mainly because it's an untested question in the courts. The U.S. Constitution is the guiding authority on presidential elections, but it's the states that get to administer them and can require candidates to have a certain number of petition signatures, for example, or to set the date by which candidates have to file in order to be eligible.
So the basic question, I suspect, in the end, might come down to whether or not the filing of income tax returns is something that the states can regulate or whether it's something that can only be set by the U.S. Constitution.
Lawyers for the legislature also say it's uncertain whether the legislation would pass constitutional muster, all of which leaves lawmakers in a tough spot. If Vermont passes the law and loses the expected court fight, then taxpayers are on the hook for legal fees for both sides. And that cost, Jacobs-Carnahan says, could be, quote, significant. Legislatures in 16 other states are considering versions of the same legislation. Paul Burns is the executive director of the Vermont Public Interest Research Group. Burns's organization is still in the process of putting together its own legal opinion, but he says he's of the belief that the courts would look favorably upon the law. Burns says the public has a clear interest in understanding the personal financial entanglements of the leader of the free world, and since everybody files federal tax returns anyway, Burns says it's not like the bill poses an undue hurdle to ballot access.
There should be no difficulty, no logistical challenge of any significance for a candidate to meet this burden.
On Tuesday afternoon, the Senate Committee on Government Operations deferred action on the bill until after their week-long Town Meeting Day recess. Jewelry maker Bill Butler is hoping the residents of Vermont send them some encouragement next week in the form of town meeting resolutions.
People want to make a statement, and all of these statements might sound cacophonous at first, but when you put them together, it's going to be like a symphony. Vermont is going to speak to the issues that matter to them.
Butler says he knows for sure that the resolution will be taken up from the floor in Jericho, Underhill, Williston, Bolton, and Waterbury, and he says he hopes residents in other towns will also bring up the measure. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.